Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about chamomile. Chamomile to calm your stress and anxiety. This is one of those awesome herbs that doesn't get enough credit for all that it does. I think chamomile is an awesome herb. And I'm hoping by the time we finish today's show, you'll be anxious to go out and get some for yourself if you haven't already tried it. So one of the nice things about chamomile is that probably everybody listening has heard of it, if not already tried it. And it's a real medicine when you think about it. It's used in a lot of homeopathy. It's used topically. It's used as a tea. It's used in other kinds of medicines as far as for babies, for teething and the like. So it's kind of an awesome herb. And like I said, it doesn't get enough attention as far as I'm concerned. Because there's so much out there, right? Like, it's easy to get overwhelmed with all of the articles about natural products and drugs and new modalities of healing and new studies and all the promises of even just if we were just to be looking at natural remedies. But when you think about it, what are some of the basics? Back when I had my health food stores, I always remember thinking someday I was going to write that book about the 10 best herbs to have on hand, because often we get very caught up in a multitude of different things to use, and there actually are some basics that would be very, very helpful. And you may have had those maybe in your mom's kitchen or your grandma's kitchen or somebody you knew that was into herbal remedies. I wonder what the first herb was that you came across that was being used as a medicine. And I remember using chamomile, and I distinctly can remember the first time I tasted it was that taste. It's kind of a bittersweet herb, and I was trying it as a bedtime tea. It was probably like a sleepy time kind of tea. May have had some other herbs in it also, but the prominent flavor was the chamomile. Even though it's a kind of light flavor, I can just taste it even thinking about it right now. And it's used a lot. So you can use it when you need to rest and relax and sleep, or often it's used for upset stomachs or, like I said, teething babies. And you can use it topically. Like, it's in a lot of homeopathic topical remedies. And it's great. I hope that you will give it a try. It's very powerful, even in its simplicity. And when you think about chamomile, it's an interesting herb in that it was used many different places. Like, you can go back to ancient Egypt, they were using it, and they used it in the same ways that we use it today. They took it as a tea, they used it in oils topically, and they used it in baths. Chamomile has so many constituents that are beneficial for relaxation. And so this is why we recognize it in things such as sleepy time teas and to take it bedtime. But it was used like that in Egypt, but it was also highly recognized and used in Germany and all through ancient Rome. And They used chamomile in all those different locations exactly the same ways. So everybody recognized chamomile as a calming remedy. And their cultural lifestyles, the spiritual practices, the culinary processes, and their languages were all completely different, yet the healing plant spoke to them in the same way. And that's because they all worked with it and they recognized what it did. Now, that was a long time ago. They didn't have the science that we have. We can break things down and find out why they are working the way they are. But these different ancient groups came to the same conclusions about this lovely daisy-like flower. And it's the same conclusions that evidence-based medicine today has come up with for this beautiful chamomile flower. It looks like a daisy, and it is in the daisy family. And so when you see it, you're going to just say, it looks like such a humble, simple little flower. How could it be so awesome? But it is. And thousands of years of practice and experience with chamomile back up all those ancient claims, and modern science has taken it a step further. Researchers and healers have been studying chamomile, and it's no surprise that the ancient wisdom that those other cultures knew is being proven in modern laboratories today. And so it seems like our ancestors were really on to something. And we want to pay attention to that, because not just with chamomile, but they had a lot of other healing remedies in other herbs.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So let's see what the science has discovered about chamomile so far, since our traditional ancestors knew so much and they were including this in their healing list of herbs. Let's see what science has found. They find that chamomile is a potent medicine. And when chamomile is broken down into its chemical constituents, the two most notable attributes are the volatile oils and flavonoids. The volatile oils are responsible for chamomile's sleep time reputation. They relax muscles and calm the mind. Okay? Did everybody hear that? Chamomile calms the mind. While the flavonoids have been proven time and time again to bring down anxious and depressive tendencies. Now, if this doesn't have you looking for going shopping and getting yourself some chamomile, if you don't already have some right now, I don't know what will. Listen to that again. The volatile oils are responsible for relaxing the muscles and calming the mind, while the flavonoids have been proven time and time again to bring down anxious and depressive tendencies. This could be your tea of choice, your herbal tea of choice. In addition to that, studies have shown that chamomile is a painkiller. Not only does it work topically, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of homeopathic remedies have the chamomile for relieving aches and pains, but it can also bring down inflammation, hence why it's used for teething babies. It can stop muscle spasms and it can heal wounds. You can take it internally as a tea, tincture, or syrup and get the same results. And chamomile is one of the herbs that is so incredibly safe. And it's so safe, like I said, it's traditionally used on teething babies and fussy children. It's no wonder that this herb is a regular go-to remedy for people around the world, young and old alike. Most people can take chamomile every day with no side effects. And that's easy to do because you're going to be surprised how good it tastes. And some of the other attributes you can get from taking the chamomile on a daily basis are things like deeper sleep, strengthened immune system, and a balanced stress response. So this doesn't all happen overnight because you take one cup of chamomile tea. Again, like it's something that you're going to take on a regular basis and it's going to work on you. And you're going to be able to see those kind of changes, deeper sleep, strengthened immune system, and a balanced stress response. Now, there is a caveat here in that it's very rare in all my years of having the health food stores and all my time of counseling people, I have not ever run into someone who was allergic to it. But as in this world, as someone can be allergic to something, and it is, again, rare, but some people who have an allergy to ragweed, daisies, marigolds, or chrysanthemums might also experience an allergy to chamomile. So just keep that in mind. But again, it's very rare. Like I said, I have not run into anybody who had that, but it's good to know. So I want to remind you that when you're drinking herbal teas, you can make infusions, meaning that you make them sort of concentrated. You put the herb into a glass jar, a quart jar. You put a cup of the loose herb, and that's kind of fluffy. These are very fluffy, the daisy flowers. And you put them in, and then you cover the dried herb with water that has been boiled and then just brought off the boil. Pour it over that in a quart jar and then set it on the counter. And, 4 to 6 hours, your infusion would be ready. And you could either add that to your cup, a little bit to your cup, and pour more hot water on it to enjoy it hot. Or you could add ice to it and drink it as an iced tea. It tastes awesome as a nice summer drink too. So, you can then put what's left over in the fridge and it'll last for a couple of days in the fridge. But that's how you make an infusion from dried herbs. You can also get it in tea bags and tinctures ready to roll. Some of us prefer that method. Or if you have the time and the inclination, please experiment. Go buy some loose herb of the chamomile flowers and make the infusion yourself. It'll be a nice experiment. It's great, some kitchen craft, right? So if you haven't already added this chamomile to your herbal repertoire, I hope that you will give it a try. This is a lovely flower that's been a household name for a very, very long time. And now science backs it up as far as it being safe and it being a real potent medicine. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope it gave you an idea to try something out of the ordinary if you haven't already tried this. Try drinking it on a regular basis and see if you don't notice some changes in your stress, in your immune system, and in maybe pain. Keep track of it and see what it does for you. It's a beautiful herb. I hope you enjoy it. And now for today's quote. If you are cold, tea will warm you. If you are too heated, it will cool you. If you are depressed, it will cheer you. If you are excited, it will calm you. And that's from William Ewart Gladstone. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.